Jeremiah chapter 16. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Do not get married, and do not have sons or daughters in this place. For this is what the Lord says concerning the sons and daughters that have been born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and their fathers that fathered them in this land. They will die of deadly diseases. No one will grieve for them. They will not be buried, but will be like manure spread on the surface of the ground. They will be consumed by the sword and famine. Their bodies will be food for the birds of the sky and for the wild animals of the earth. For this is what the Lord says, Do not enter the house of mourning, or go to lament, or grieve for them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says the Lord, even my loyal love and compassion. Both great and small will die in this land. They will not be buried. No one will lament for them, or cut themselves for them, or shave their heads for them. No one will bring food to those who are in mourning, in order to comfort them for the dead. No one will give them a cup to drink, in order to console them for the loss of their father or mother. You will not enter the house of feasting to sit with them, or to eat and drink. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Before your eyes and in your lifetime, I will eliminate from this place the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom. When you will show this people all these words, they will ask you, Why has the Lord pronounced all this great disaster against us? What have we done wrong? What sin have we committed against the Lord our God? Then tell them, Because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord, and have followed after other gods, and have served and worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. You have done more evil than your forefathers did. Each one of you walks after the stubbornness of your own evil heart, refusing to listen to me. Therefore I will throw you out of this land into the land that neither you nor your fathers have known. There you will serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. Therefore the days are coming, says the Lord, that it will no longer be said, As the Lord lives who brought up the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, but rather, As the Lord lives who brought up the Israelites from the land of the north, and from all the countries to which he had exiled them. For I will bring them back again into their land that I gave to their forefathers. I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they will catch them. Then after that I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down from every mountain and hill, and out of the caves in the rocks. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hid from my face, and their sin is not concealed from my eyes. First I will repay double their iniquity and sin, because they have polluted my land with the carcasses of their detestable idols, and have filled my inheritance with their abominations. O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of trouble, to you the nations will come, from the ends of the earth, and confess, Our fathers have inherited nothing but lies, worthless idols, which were of no use at all. Will humans make for themselves gods? These are not really gods at all. Therefore, I will have them know, This time I will make them realize my hand and my might. Then they will acknowledge that my name is the Lord." Jeremiah chapter 16.